Are you sure you know how to run this passionate purple hearse, Val?
Sure. Didn't I tell you I read the booklet, what come with it?
Well, I hope there ain't any misprints in it. You didn't skip any pages or anything.
Well, listen, I know all about it.
Well, why don't you start it then? What are you waiting for, an inspiration?
If you'd go off the air for a minute and let me concentrate, I'd remember what the book said about stopping it.
Listen, Barney Oldfield, what are you going to do when it comes to stopping to keep from harvesting telephone poles? Concentrate? Because if you're depending on that, you'll be doing your concentrating in a deep sleep. And you won't be under the influence of ether, either.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You put the key in the ignition, and you turn on the switch, and then you step on the starter, being sure that the car is out of gear.
Okay. Do your tricks, Bosco.
There she goes. Ain't that engine tuned up pretty, huh?
Maybe it is, but it ain't playing anything I ever heard before.
Oh, what I mean, kid, it's hitting on all cylinders.
Well, that's all this heap hits on. That's all right with me.
No. Now you're throwing the clutch.
In where?
Well, into the motor, I suppose.
Well, I've never heard of throwing a clutch into the motor, but I have heard of throwing a monkey wrench into the machinery. And I have a sneaking hunch it's the same thing.
Oh, listen, what do you know about a car? You ain't ridden in one since Floradora was in rehearsal.
No, and I ain't been in a baby carriage for years either. But I know what makes the wheels go around in one of them. And that's more than you seem to know about this.
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, yeah, after throwing the clutch away, you put it in gear.
I hope gear means a parking place.
Oh, yeah, nanny, gear's the thing sticking out of the floor there.
Looks like an umbrella handle.
And you pull or you push that thing some way, but, gee, I've forgotten where.
You better leave it alone. What do you think they put it there for you to play with?
Well, if you don't push that, the car don't move, see?
Well, that has its advantages, too. But lead on, Macbeth, and all the police in New York will follow.
There. Now we're in gear, see?
What'd you have to do, drill a hole to get into it?
Now, when I let out the clutch like
I this... I think you'd better let me out at the same time, because, well, you don't seem to be a Lindbergh when it comes to machinery. The only mechanical experience you've ever had was winding the alarm clock.
Well, relax, will you? Relax. We're going for a pleasure trip.
Let's have some real fun and go over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
You ain't scared, are you? Haven't you got any confidence in me?
Well, no, I'm not exactly excited, but I think Mr. Schubert wants to see me.
Now, listen, when I take my foot off this here pedal, we move, see? Now, you ready?
Drive on, Oswald, for tonight we sleep in the morgue. Say, did you take your foot off something or did you kick it?
Of course I didn't kick it. Why?
Well, what made it jump like that?
Well, it's just got a lot of pickup, that's all.
Well, I guess it doesn't have to you that's picking us up. Look out.
Hey, you, look where you're going. Did you see that guy?
Oh, did I see him? Did you?
Yeah, but I had to right away.
Oh, I don't know what you had, but you'd better get glasses for us. Listen, Val, where are we going?
I don't know. Where are we?
Well, around here someplace.
Yeah, I know that.
Val, slow down a little, will you? We're going so fast that we had to back up to honk at corners. No fooling. The telegraph pole looks like a picket fence. Val!
Good morning, St. Peter. This is Laverne and Valentine.
Oh. Gee, we came so close to that guy that if he'd had halitosis, we'd have hit him.
Well, that wasn't my fault. Gee, I didn't see him.
Yeah, that's a lyric to a lot of prison songs. You've been going by them boulevard stop signs so fast that they look like a herd of zebras running. Letting you drive a car is like letting a baby sort razor blades.
I'll be more careful, honey.
Well, if you ain't, both of us are going to have a lot of dirt thrown in our mouth that we won't be able to spit out.
Well, you're just as safe as if you were in bed, huh?
Yeah, with double pneumonia and consumption.
Well, listen, anybody can drive a car.
That's what I used to think. Do you see that guy crossing the street down there?
Sure, I see him.
Oh, I thought you were aiming at him.
Now, listen, honey, stop crabbing, won't you? Gee, ain't it a swell car of our own and everything?
It ain't our own. We still got alimony to pay on it.
Ah, that ain't nothing to mention.
Neither's an operation, but you got to pay for it.
You get a scar out of that.
And by the way, you're driving. It looks as if they might throw one in with this.
Hey, listen, you suppose that guy tried to pass me?
What do you think he's honking for, to jump over it?
Watch the speedometer. I'm going to give him a race.
Yeah, and you'll be watching the calendar after the judge tells you who won. Pull over and let this guy get by, because you ain't no race driver. The only thing you ever raced around the bowl was a piece of bread after gravy.
What's the use of having a car if you can't have any fun with it?
Well, everybody has their idea of fun. But mine ain't buying a car on time and then spending the time working for the state. Listen, big boy, if you get flaming youth, you're going to have an auto accident, sure. You're going to step in the back of a police patrol or an ambulance. If you ain't careful, they'll be putting your name in lights. But it'll be in numbers, not letters.
All right, the sermon's over. Pass the plate.
You won't be passing no plate if we get banged up. We'll be holding a cup. Don't forget that clause in our contract that says that if we're sick 2 days, we're out on the pavement.
Oh, a guy never really gets sick. He just thinks he's sick.
Yeah, well, there's lots of guys in the graveyard that just think they're dead then. Hey, this is a stop. All the other cars have stopped. Stop it. Throw off the anchor. Turn it off. Do something.
I've forgotten which pedal is the brake.
Never mind the pedal. This ain't no bicycle. Stop it.
I've forgotten how. Somebody tore that page out of the book.
Oh, we're going to hit him.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Oh, Val, honey, darling, are you all right?
Are you?
I asked you first.
Of course, but are you?
I don't know. I haven't counted everything yet. Yeah, I'm all right. But my nerves feel like a thread out of the tail of a bum's coat. Tattered. You poor, simple, half-baked dimwit.
Yeah, I guess you're all right.
Gosh, here comes a cop.
Well, he ain't no elevator starter.
Hey, say, you big fat head. What's the matter with you? Sure, if it ain't crazy, you are, my name ain't Murphy.
What really is your name, Officer Goldstein?
Well, neither of you will be having a name after the judge talks to you. It'll be a number.
Listen, officer, I just got a little excited, that's
well,
all.
Well, if it was any of my doing, I'd have you get a wee bit electrocuted for it. I'm going to give you a ticket.
Oh, how nice of you. To what?
Say, young lady, are you trying to get fresh with me?
Listen, she don't have to try, officer. It just comes natural to her.
Well, it ain't much of it for you, either.
Yeah.
The idea of coming up and deliberately socking the poor guy in front of you...
Yeah, no. Say, ain't you the boy and girl I saw the show the other night?
Yeah, we are Laverne and Valentine.
Sure enough, so yeah. Say, me and me wife and the kids were up in the peanut gallery and couldn't see so good. But we pretty near died laughing at that funny dance of yours.
Did you really like it?
Sure, and I did. I had a cousin that used to have fits every now and then. And he used to do something like that dance of yours when he was in the midst of them. I sure like that show of yours.
Listen, you think that dance you saw was good? Alice and I working on another one last night. It's a wall.
Hey, cut out that noise. Cut it out. I'll give you a ticket for disturbing the peace. You're waiting till I get through talking to me friends, Laverne and Valentine. I sure would like to see that new step, so I would.
Come on, Alice. Let's do it. We can do it on your platform, Murphy, huh?
But we're blocking traffic, honey.
Oh, never mind about the traffic. Sure, let's see the dance.
All right. Da, 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 da. Do you like it, Mr. Murphy?
Sure, and I think it's grand. That's what it is.
I'll tell you what we'll do, Murphy. We're going to try it out tonight. I'll leave some passage at the door for you and Mrs. Murphy and the Murphy lifts, huh? How's that?
Oh, say, the little woman be tickled to death. Hey, do you suppose, say, you wouldn't mind if me and the missus came around to your dressing room after the show, would you?
Oh.
The old lady would be tickled pink to tell the neighbors how backstage she was.
Oh, do bring Mrs. Murphy backstage.
Say, officer, I want this man arrested for crumpling up my bumper.
With manners such as you, I'm surprised I am that he didn't crumple up your nose. Well, see you tonight backstage. I'll attend to me duty now and give this big bully a ticket for backing into you. So long. Don't forget them tickets.
So long, Murphy.
Bye, Mr. Murphy. Well, you finally hit something. I hope you're happy.
I didn't do much damage. Just broke the headlight and the bumper and dented the radiator.
Yeah, that's all. It didn't even break the axle.
Well, it wasn't my fault. You heard Murphy say the guy backed into me.
If that guy backed into you, a balloon's a submarine. Say, you couldn't have sucked that guy anymore if you did it on purpose. I suspect that you did, just to express your individuality.
Oh, yeah? Think that was pretty good, huh? Murphy recognized us? I guess we're getting a reputation. No fooling, baby. We're knocking them colder than a Hawaiian in Iceland.
I guess we got a public, all right.
Just think of it, kid. When we go along the street, people say, there goes Laverne and Valentine. That's what you call fame.
Yeah, or conceit.
Say, seeing how we're in the public eye so much, don't you think we ought to get some new clothes? You gotta look the part, you know.
Well, everything I have looks as if it had been worn by an unsuccessful bullfighter.
Well, I suppose you don't think I can't use my elbow for a rear-view mirror when I blow my nose or something, huh? No fooling. The seat of my pants is so shiny that dogs growl, thinking they see other dogs when they walk behind me. You know, I must look like a bum or something. The other day I tipped my hat to a lady and she dropped a dime in it.
Well, if you think that Gloria Swanson is jealous of my outfits, you're wrong. That evening dress of mine has been made over so many times that you could play it for a piano roll on account of the needle holes.
Listen, I tell you what let's do. I'll park this car.
Against what?
Oh, stow it. What I was going to say when you played your face out of town. I'll park this crate and you go buy yourself some swell clothes and I'll go buy myself some glad rags and we'll meet in the dressing room before the matinee and be impressed with each other. What do you say?
But, dearie, we've spent so much money already we can't afford it.
Yeah, charge it. What's the difference anyway? No money's good for us to buy fun. We're making lots. Oh, gee, we've been waiting a long time for these things, kid.
Oh, gee, but honey, we never put any away for a rainy day. The only place we ever put money is in circulation. Suppose something should happen, we wouldn't have a dime.
And a dime won't buy anything anyway. Nothing's going to happen unless you talk us into it. Gee, what's money for but to spend? You can't eat it.
No, and you can't eat without it either. But I guess you're right. All money's good for us to buy fun. And anyway, I saw the cutest dress today.
Okay, I'll park the purple peril and I'll meet you at the dressing room before the matinee. And listen, sister, when you see me, I'm going to look like the guy that broke the bank at Monte Carlo.
Oh, but they broke it over.